Good to see everybody again.
How did it feel?
The more you play, the better you feel, or how does it go in terms of conditioning and getting back into it?
Yeah, the more reps you get, the more comfortable you get, you know, especially coming off an injury like that. So the more reps you get, the more you get your feet back under you, and, you know, the more you just get comfortable out there being on the field with the guys.
Starting back with the team stuff this week, how do you feel, like your cutting and your motion and your movement?
I've been feeling good, but this week was another milestone in the rehab, you know, getting back out there with the team a little bit. So, you know, this was a milestone, you know, for me just to get back out there and, you know, get some things done. And, you know, I've been feeling great, though.
When they kind of tell you you'd be back out for some team drills this week, what was your reaction?
You said what was my reaction?
Yeah, did they kind of tell you, or did you know it was coming?
They kind of told me, you know, beginning of the week, you know, Monday when I came in. And, you know, I was excited, you know, to get back into action, you know, to get out there, you know, just to get some live reps, get some live bullets to see where I'm at myself, you know, to analyze myself. So I was excited when Shugs came and broke the news to me. So, you know, like I said, it's another milestone in the rehab process.
Yeah, it's been more than 8 months. Describe the difference between working out on your own rehab and being in a group.
It's definitely different. You know, you go out there and you rehab, then you try to get your body back in shape. But you think you're in shape till you go take four reps back to back. And then you're like, man, it's a different type of shape you got to get in. So, you know, just getting back out there and, you know, just getting that feeling back out, you know, just to get your body back out there, you know, I got to still, you know, take them steps. You know, it's a long process. I got a long way to go. So, you know, just got to keep working.
What did you learn about yourself?
Just trust it. You know, I put the work in, you know, the time in, and everything I had to do to get my knee back the way I needed to be at, and even better. So just got to go out there and trust it. And, you know I put the work in, and that's what I learned about myself. You know, I put all the time in, all the work in that I need to put in, and to go out there and trust my knee. So, you know, it's where I need to be at.
Is it all about cushion?
Any apprehension getting into full team drills for the first time?
Nah. You gotta just go out there and play ball, you know. What comes with this game, you know, injuries, ups and downs, wins and losses, everything going to come with it. You just got to go out there and just live with the results. That's my mindset, you know. I'm motivated, ready to go, rejuvenated, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm going to live with the results.
What are the next steps? What are some of the things maybe you're not doing now that you still have to get to in the recovery?
I just go week by week, day by day. You know, whatever they bring to the table, whatever Shugs come. I know Shugs got a great plan set up for me, him, Tom, and the whole training staff. They got a whole plan set up for me, and, you know, I back it 100%. So, you know, like he came and broke the news to me earlier this week that I was going to do team drill. You know, I just went with the flow. You know, I just go with it because, you know, those guys know what they doing and, you know, what to do. So, you know, I just go with the flow.
When coaches and the training staff say they're going to monitor your workload, are they relaying that to you in a number, like a certain number of reps you're taking, or, hey, we want to see this week? How do they go about that, I guess, from a structure standpoint with you?
Yeah, it's a certain amount of reps that they give me, certain plays that they want to see me on, and, you know, try to keep me out of the mix a little bit, you know, not trying to get banged up a lot, but, you know, certain amount of reps I get, so, you know, just they just want to see me on the field, just want to see me live, cutting and stuff like that. I guess that's what they're going by.
What do you think, you showed so much in the first 4 or 5 weeks, and then it just ended so abruptly. What kind of player do you think you could have been?
What type of player I am? You know, I'm still that same guy. You know, and it's just, you got to pick up from where I left off at. And no, nothing. I'm just going out there and playing football. I'm still Dalvin Cook. You know, I haven't left. The motivation is still here. You know, my talent is still here. You know, just a little older. That's it.
Are there any tough days not only for you throughout the process, watching your team go play and things like that?
Oh, yeah. You're going to stack the good days up, but the bad days are going to come. That's when you got to push through those days. And, you know, them going to be the days that's going to make you or break you. And they're going to be the days that get you over the hump and, you know, set you apart from others. And I just put it like that and in perspective like that. So, you know, I put those bad days right in front of me and I go attack it every day.
Yeah. What has it meant to have the relationship that you've built with Kennedy Palomalu through this process?
It's you know, when you got a coach that can relate to you on different levels, on and off the field, and, you know, he coached so many great backs. You know, you already got your ears open to a lot of stuff. So, you know, Latavius, all those guys, all us in the locker room, we just, you know, we got that unit. But KP, he you know, he sees something in all of us, and he get that, he get that itch out of all of us, man, you know, on the field. He know what drives us. He know how to drive us. So, you know, KP is a great coach, man.
What are your impressions of people up on the offense?
It's an offense that I always wanted to be in, you know. So he a great coach overall. You know, he bring energy to the table. Him and Kirk, you know, they bring energy to practice, period. So when you got a coach like that bringing energy to the team meeting room, you want to come out here and do nothing but compete for him. So, you know, Coach Flip bring that energy every day. And his offense, you know, he want to get the best guys the ball in the hand every time. You know, he going to get the matchups he want. So, you know, and that's what we all want. You know, we want to get the matchups and we want to make plays for our team to help us win football games. So, you know, that's just Coach Flip offense.
What's it been like building your chemistry with Kirk?
You know, I kind of been, you know, this is my first week back out there with the team, but, you know, I try to sit back and because Kirk, you know, he got a lot going on in the offense, you know, just commanding the offense. But Kirk, he's social with all his guys. And, you know, he talked to everybody on the team. So if I want to ask a question or do something like that, you know, I go straight to Kirk. You know, he's the captain of the ship. So I go straight to him. And, you know, he answered me with all ears open. And, you know, we just building from here. It's just a start. So, you know, OTAs was a start for this offense. We just got to keep building because the ceiling is high.
Have you ever seen somebody sell a ball fake that well? And just kind of what do you think that play action could do for your game?
Man, if we run the ball like we're supposed to, it's going to do a lot for our receivers. Because Kurt, he got a nick for the game. And he just that play action is something that he blessed with. And, you know, you can't take that from him. So if we run the ball like we're supposed to, our receivers, they're gonna be happy at the end of the day.
When you say this is an offense that you've always wanted to be in, what do you mean? Like, what about the offense do you like?
Coach Flip just want to get his guys in space and give them the ball, let us make plays. And, you know, he just wants to run free, man. It's a lot of green grass out there for everybody on the field for us to run. So, you know, we just got to go out there and make plays for him because he's going to call the right stuff. We just got to go make the plays for him.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Calvin.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir.
No pictures with my toes.